This podcast is brought to you by the Diamond Alternative Earrings from Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. Get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair for only $79 from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week. Go to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Welcome to Bally.
I'm happy to take questions, and I'm told there are going to be 4 questioners, but I'm not going to do 10 questions from each questioner. All right? Let's make that clear.
Oh, yeah. Clear as a bell.
I can't have trouble reading this.
Curse you, fine print!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Yeah, I'm Hunter Biden. I'm an artist, and I look forward to you joining me at Roundtable Space on Twitter.
With blackjack and hookers.
Unchained and unstoppable.
But again, the races are close, and we just, you know, we don't pray for a victory. I grew up in a political family. You don't pray for a victory, but you pray that God's will be done. And on that Sunday, that's what we pray.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Hey!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to take part in the show, to give us a call, or to leave us a message on the Chump Line. And right now, that's what it's time for, the Chump Line.
I heard on your show last week somebody called Nancy Pelosi a rock star. Hailing from the Stone Age does not make one a rock star.
Well put. Yeah, who was it who called her a rock star? I can't even remember. I tried to flush it down the memory hole.
Hey, Howie. How many Honest Howie's carbon credits did Joe Biden purchase to offset his trip to Egypt?
I would say he would need about at least $100,000 worth of Honest Howie's carbon credits. And for $100,000, I would give him a letter, a personally handwritten letter, paw written letter, by both a polar bear and a penguin. I guess, do penguins have paws? No,
they've
don't.
Got flippers.
Flip, whatever. A flipper, a personally flipper written letter by a penguin. Whatever type of penguin you like to have write you a letter, that's what you'll get when you invest in Honest Howie's carbon credits. This week, today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Uncle Joe can brag about deflation. My $2.50 box of Triscuits deflated from 11.5 ounces to 6.
That is some real shrinkflation. There's a lot of that going on. We're going to be talking about that in about an hour with our Let's Go Brandon segment, postponed from last week. But it's ready to roll this time.
I'm Hunter Biden, and you're not.
Right. And soon, you'll be saying, or he will be saying, Sam Bankman, I'm Sam Bankman-Fried, and you're not. And it will be the same result. He'll have gotten away with it, just like Hunter Biden did.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, now that Donald Trump has turned on Ron DeSantis, I can only imagine what he'll soon be saying about you.
Howie Carr, who didn't get into Brown, is a terrible person. He stole furniture from Leechmere, a terrible store, by the way, and then stole a license plate, which was low digit, like his IQ.
We're gonna be fine.
I still love Donald Trump. My column was not terrible for him yesterday. I just told him to chill a little bit and to start thinking about this mail-in voting problem that the Republic has and Republicans have, but mainly the Republic.
So if Trump announces he's running for re-election in 2024 tomorrow, how long before Nancy Pelosi has another impeachment hearing?
You know, they're talking now, they're going to really go after him hard once he announces. I mean, you know, are they really smart to be trying to get rid of Trump? Or who's an easier mark for him? I mean, just looking at it from a tactical point of view at this point, is Trump the... They keep saying Trump was a drag on the Republican tickets. You know, wherever he went, sometimes they lost. So why would they want to get rid of Trump if he's such an electoral drag on them?
I want to thank the Prime Minister of Colombia for his leadership as Asian chair and for serving all of us coffee.
Yeah, on Friday he confused Colombia and Cambodia, which, you know, no one has ever done before, but there's got to be a first time for everything.
Howie, I got a message to all Twitter employees regarding lunch. Brown bag it, baby.
Yeah. Is it that bad to brown bag it? Is it that bad to have to park your own car? Musk said it costs the company $13 million a year for the free lunch. Let's do the math. That's $260,000 a week. That's over $50,000 a day. That's not a free lunch, $50,000 a day.
I was being fired for being totally incompetent. So I told him I was a Democrat. He said, in that case, I'm giving you a raise.
And you can telecommute from now on. And you don't really have to telecommute, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Biden opened his press conference by saying, excuse me, I'm a little hoarse. No, Joe, you're a big ass.
But he is lame, like a horse, right?
And finally, the Arizona Cardinals played the Las Vegas Raiders. The final score will be announced next Tuesday.
Actually, the Raiders lost, and Derek Carr, no relation, was getting all weepy-eyed. The quarterback of the Raiders was getting all teary-eyed, weeping the buckets.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday and leave a message. The number to call is 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line and leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, you can listen at around 7 o'clock every weeknight when we post Chopped Chumps. That's the second Chump Line of the day, and that's where we post the messages that we didn't have room or time for right now. Chopped Chumps. It's the second Chump Line of the day. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They've helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, now that Donald Trump has turned on Ron DeSantis, I can only imagine what he'll soon be saying about you.
Howie Carr, who didn't get into Brown, is a terrible person. He stole furniture from Leechmere, a terrible store, by the way, and then stole a license plate, which was low digit, like his IQ.
We're gonna be fine.
I didn't come here to be made sport of. I'm Howie Carr. Okay. When they issued a mandatory evacuation order, I had to get off the island quickly. I didn't have time to grab my Balance 7 before I left. Boy, could I really feel the difference with just one day off. At work, I noticed I was moving more slowly. My limbs were tighter. I couldn't wait to get back to my own place, and one main reason was so I could get some Balance 7. With $15 off and free shipping, this is the perfect time to give Balance 7 a try. And if you're already a satisfied Balance 7 customer, take advantage of this savings with code Howie. Stop procrastinating and get Balance 7. It's my go-to drink to give me energy all day long. You know you should steer clear of those sugary energy drinks loaded with caffeine, because you know what happens. You just crash later in the day. Balance 7 dilutes the acids that has built up in your body over the years from eating acidic foods like beer, wine, soft drinks, processed meats, and other foods. You feel better and you sleep better. When that acid is neutralized, your immune system is functioning as if you were 20 years old again. It also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, or joint discomfort. By the way, let me remind you that when Balance 7 took a break from advertising last year, I kept buying the product. I love it because it's good for me. That's why I've been taking it for over a year now. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order at balance7.com. Use code word Howie to save $15 and get free shipping. Call 800-793-9039 and don't forget code Howie. Do your body a favor. Order now. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
This week, Raycon is celebrating its five-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie, and right now you can save up to 25% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's five-year anniversary sale. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What will happen to Democrat mega donor SBF in the wake of the billion-dollar bankruptcy of his crypto company? A slap on the wrist, maybe a civil fine, prison time, or nothing? He gave Joe Biden $5 million.
I'm going to be, again, wildly optimistic and say he's going to get a slap on the wrist.
13% say a slap on the wrist, 3% say prison, and 84% say nothing.
The Hunter Biden tradition, 844-500-4242. Should we also announce that Sam Bankman-Fried did not commit suicide? Is that an appropriate thought for the day, considering his dealings with the White House and other Democrat donors? And this guy that he met with, Ricchetti, is Ricchetti the guy who got his several members of his family jobs at the in the administration as soon as Brandon was installed as president? I believe he is. I got to check that out overnight. 844-500-4242-508 says, if Derek Carr were MVP, he would be your long-lost cousin. Yeah. If he were my long-lost cousin, he would be the MVP. But, you know, he's okay. He's better than his brother was, David Carr. David Carr really sucked as a quarterback. Derek is slightly above mediocre. All right, 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, hello. I I just wanted to report that I got my check back from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts today.
Congratulations. Now, did you get a check or did you get an electronic transfer?
I got a check for $437.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, wouldn't it have been better to get it before the election so you would have known for sure that question one was a stupid idea? You know, it's and by the way, did you file electronically or did you file a paper return, Bob?
I filed a paper return.
Okay. Because some people, I'm starting to hear from people who filed electronic returns, and they're still getting check refunds. It was supposed to be a wire transfer, or that's what they said before the thing started. So what are you going to use the money for, Bob?
Oh, I haven't decided yet, but thanks to Barbara.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Barbara Anderson from Citizens for Limited Taxation. She's been dead for 6 years now. And Citizens for Limited Taxation, Chip Ford, just sent out his final weekly report. He's going out of business. He's moved to Kentucky from Marblehead. And he wasn't, you know, the site was just kind of running out of steam. But they got this money, and it's going back to all of us. And it's, again, it would have been nice if they could have gotten the money back before the election, because question one, the millionaire's surtax, was passed by a narrow margin. Not a surtax. It's not just for millionaires. It's for everybody. 844-500-4242. 508. Did SBF pay his fair share of taxes? That's a really good question. 508. And I don't know the answer, but my guess is no. He did not pay his fair share of taxes. By the way, there was a great column in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. Teachers' unions buy themselves a millionaire's tax in Massachusetts. And they point out how all the newspapers, all the media were pointing out, it was not a secret, that the state was awash in money, billions of dollars, $3 billion of which is this money that's now come back to Bob, and I'm hoping it's coming back to me very shortly. But yet the state just passed this 4% surcharge on incomes above $1 million, with much of the money designated for schools, which, of course, it can't really be designated for schools. Here's the interesting part of it. This teachers' unions put in $23 million into this campaign, $23 million. This is a column by a guy named Stephen Malanga from City Journal. For a mere $23 million, Bay State Education Unions secured more than $1 billion annually in new spending, much of which will go towards salaries. Higher salaries naturally translate into higher dues. Higher dues can then be spent on political activities that lead to higher spending. It's known as a kickback or a skim, whatever you want to call it. It's legal graft, as George Washington Plunkett of Tammany Hall would say, but it's still a skim. It's still a kickback. Supporters of the tax hike describe it as a win for Massachusetts, but the real winners are the government unions that ponied up their members' money to get it passed. The state government is in surplus, and its schools often considered among the nation's best. I don't think so much anymore. Enjoyed a $2.5 billion windfall from the Biden stimulus bill. Massachusetts was already the nation's sixth highest education spender on a per pupil basis. Sixth highest, and they said they needed more money. 781, I got a paper check this past Saturday. I file paper returns and never get a refund so that they don't have my bank account details. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how much I'm going to get. So the unions have been losing membership, public sector unions, yet the unions managed to remain flush with cash. Radish Research, a pro-union group, found that since 2010, unions have collectively increased membership revenue by a third despite steep membership losses. Average annual member dues rose 40% to $1,089 in 2021, up from $778 in 2010, in part because union agreements often tie dues to salary increases. Virtually all public union money goes to Democrats. But see, so they're going to get a pay raise out of this so-called millionaire's tax, which again is going to be on everybody within a 2 or 3 years. And once the pay raises go through for the teachers' unions, then the unions will get back more money in union dues because the union dues are tied to the salaries. And then they'll give that money to Democrats who will then raise taxes on the ever-dwindling number of people who work for a living in Massachusetts. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Now that the election is over and it can't do any good for Republicans or for people who were opposed to the graduated income tax that the teachers were spending millions of dollars on, the checks are going out. 781, I got a paper check this past Saturday. I file paper returns and never get a refund, so they don't have my bank account details. 508, I got my check the other day. I did electronic too, but got a check. I bought a cord of wood with it. You know, rolling blackouts are coming. It's going to get cold the next 10 days. 339, there should be a law saying a teacher's union donating to political parties is a conflict of interest. Well, you know, they would say, what about our First Amendment rights? Of course, you know, they don't believe in First Amendment rights for corporations. They don't, you know, but for unions, because they're Democrats, they get it. 844-500-4242. 781. I just received a return for my late father's estate. He was one of your biggest fans, by the way. It was $2.40. The 40 cents was interest for the delay. Thanks, Brandon. 844-500-4242. Oh, wow. We've already starting to get our thanks, Brandon, our let's go, Brandon. 603. Shake and Bake no longer has the bags included. How could it be a shake and bake if you don't have anything to shake it in? That's really a slap in the face, isn't it? 844-500-4242. Trying to let this destroy your faith in Democrats. A transgender member of Antifa in San Diego was sentenced to approximately 5 years in prison for violently attacking Trump supporters in Pacific Beach last year.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Eric Lewis, he prefers to be known as Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Nikki Yates, 38, was one of 11 members of Antifa indicted earlier this year and was sentenced to 56 months in California State Prison on Thursday. He admitted to 3 violent felonies in a plea deal. She is anti-fascist, you know. That's what Antifa means. Yates will have 362 days credited against his time in prison for the 316 days served along with good time custody credits. Antifa goons attacked Trump supporters with pepper spray after a verbal confrontation escalated on the boardwalk in Pacific Beach. And here's my favorite part of the story. Antifa are furious that Eric Nikki Yates is in a men's prison. Oh, no. Oh, no. $207 Mills sent out checks last summer. It worked for her. Those were $850 just from all the Brandon bucks that were flowing into the state. I mean, this money in Massachusetts is actual refunds to people who were paying taxes. And again, it would have come in handy. They only won by a relative handful of votes to put in the graduated income tax, which had been defeated 5 times earlier. But you know, there was a story in the Globe over the weekend saying the millionaires that they were counting on, people like John Fish from Suffolk Construction. He was one of the organizers. He said it was really tough to get millionaires or the titans of industry interested in giving money. They were outspent more than 2 to 1 it was more like 2.5 to 1 by the teachers' unions and the nose ring unions. And you know, the Globe speculated, perhaps it's because so many people are leaving the state of Massachusetts. And this is just going to speed up their plans. So they didn't really care all that much because they're just planning on heading out anyway. And that's what always happens when they pass these so-called millionaires' taxes. The supply of millionaires fails. 844-500-4242. When filing in Massachusetts, paper or electronic, you have the option of specifying if you want electronic or check for refunds. What I would like to know is how many of the people who voted, more than a million people, I think, voted for the, just over a million, voted for the increasing the taxes. And what I want to know is how many of those million or so people checked the box on the Massachusetts state income tax, which allows them personally to pay a higher rate of income tax, going back to the, I think the old 5.95%. I used to check every year, but you know, it really wasn't, it was kind of pointless after I'd made the point three or four times in a column. But it's no more than a couple of thousand people a year out of 3 million people filing tax returns in the state who actually check the box to pay at a higher rate. And even people, even Democrats don't pay it. I actually got a call one time before he left office from Barney Frank. I asked him to respond, and he actually called me back. I hadn't talked to him for years. He didn't like me very much, but he said, I don't give the money back. He said, why would I give the money back? I don't trust the legislature. I was in the legislature. And that summed it up. Who would know what the legislature was going to do more than someone who was in the general court? He was telling the truth. 844-500-4242, 781. Are those refund checks going to be taxable? That's a good question. I got to ask. You know what? I'll ask that question of my accountant when I get it. And the last time I asked him when I was getting it, he laughed in my face electronically via email.
Yeah, you'd think the electronic filings would come in faster. I still haven't seen mine.
You know, I don't see anyone. I don't know that I've heard from anybody who's gotten an electronic transfer. Have you heard of anybody?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, people are just, you know, randomly tweeting in about or texting in about this, and not a single one has said they got an electronic transfer. Although some of the people who have gotten the checks have filed electronically. 844-500-4242. 508, the millionaire's tax is the foothold. They'll lower the threshold to 700,000 and then to 300 to 400,000. That's what we've been saying all along. I mean, you don't have to be like, you know, a political mastermind to figure this out. There aren't enough millionaires to come up with this money, and they're going to be a lot fewer once this goes into effect. So they're going to have to lower it. This was a scam. And until now, it's really sad to me, having grown up in this state and been here for all of the votes, the five previous votes, and everybody always was smart enough to figure it out. But every time they did it, from 1962 on, the margin went down. It was like they were succeeding in dumbing down the population.
Emma says she did receive hers electronically.
Oh, she did. Okay. That's great. That whopping $12 she got. 844-500-4242. It's 5.85%. That's when you check the box. You can pay instead of 5%, you can pay at 5.85%. But Democrats never check the box. Democrats only want to spend other people's money, not their own. Exactly. 844-500-4242. Pat, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pat.
Yes, hi, Howie. I'm calling to ask you, what does the number of plastic bags in a shake and bake box have to do with a political party? How can you make that connection?
All I know is that you got the bags when Trump was president. Now Brandon is president, and you don't get the bags anymore.
Your logic is impeccable, Howie. How could I have questioned a genius like you? Of course, that's not the reason. Why don't you just go to Florida, for permanent and move away from Massachusetts. Get your money from the people in Florida. Stop
Mission accomplished.
Money out of Massachusetts.
I'm down. You know where I am, Pat? I'm in Boca Raton, Florida, Palm Beach County, carried by the Republican governor for the first time since God knows when last Tuesday. Thanks for wishing me well in my new life. 844-500-4242. I thought my logic was impeccable. And I am a genius, a stable genius, much like the guy who's going to be making the speech tomorrow night at Mar-a-Lago. 844-500-4242. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Howie, live in New Hampshire, work Mass. I got my check before the election because it didn't matter what I voted.
Right, exactly. Exactly. It's like the hacks were going, let's send the money back to everybody who lives out of state first, who's not going to be voting.
Jeez, I'm sure. I didn't hear you.
No, that's true. Thanks for the call, Lee. I appreciate it. That's, you know, it's hard to be too cynical about politics, especially in Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. 781. Your state tax refund is federally taxable if you took the state income tax deduction on your federal return. If you took the standard deduction, it is not taxable. 781. Wow, a live hate mail phone call. I don't know. You know, I hope Pat hangs on because we're about to do a whole hour on people who are seeing products shrink and get lousier and have the price go up. And this wasn't going on when the stable genius was in power, was it? He wasn't really in power, but he was the president and he was not screwing the economy up and the government up and working people up. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show, daily listener. I grew up in Somerville. And I went to, St. Catherine's School there up on Summer Street in Somerville, yep. And Somerville High School. And I don't ever remember having a teacher's work day. Now, I live in down in Alamance County, North Carolina, and my granddaughter has special needs. So Monday, they had a teacher's work day, no school. And then Friday, they had election day, no school. And they
Well, election day or Veterans Day? Veterans Day, you mean, right?
Well,
Veterans
I don't
Day.
Know. My granddaughter said it was election day, but it's the job to have these days. You know, you get a little work. I mean, her teacher teaches special needs. You know, kids that are really messed up.
I know. One of my daughters is a special needs teacher, and she always worked really hard. She's out now on maternity leave, but she worked really hard. You're right. I mean, my aunt Mabel was a teacher, and her pension was nothing. My mother, when she was taking care of me and my brother, my mother was paying her Social Security, paying her so just to give her a little extra because she knew she was going to get nothing as a retired public school teacher. Now teachers do pretty well, and you're right. I don't remember Aunt Mabel ever saying, "Well, Howard, let's go down to the Oaks today, or let's go down to Congress Street to Porches, Mitchell, and Braun because I got a teacher's day." I don't remember Aunt Mabel ever saying that. You know why? Because there weren't any teachers' work days in that era. Thanks for the call, Dennis. 844-500-4242. What do Kyle Rittenhouse, Peter Navarro, Mike Lindell, and the Canadian Truckers Union have in common? They've all used Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go is the best crowdfunding site out there for all your fundraising needs. There are no woke litmus tests like with some of the other crowd fundraising sets that you probably know who I'm talking about. Give, Send, Go does not discriminate. If you need funds for medical, legal, or pet bills, then you should look at Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go doesn't charge a fee. They let the giver decide how much extra to give the site. This means you can keep more of the donated dollars. GiveSendGo has also been involved in helping those with legal fees surrounding election integrity issues, if you know what I mean. GiveSendGo has a 501c arm that allows you to write off your donation. Take a look at their site and see all the wonderful opportunities to help those in need. Become part of their giver army. Check them out today at givesendgo.com. That's givesendgo.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Shake and bake.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Biden was in Bali, Indonesia today. Cut 18, Taylor.
I thought they had an obligation to attempt to make it clear to North Korea that they should not engage in long-range nuclear tests. And I made it clear as well that if they did, they, meaning North Korea, that we would have to take certain actions that would be more defensive on our behalf, and it would not be directed against North Korea. It would not be directed against China, but it would be to send a clear message to North Korea.
Huh? Is that me? Or did you understand what the hell he was talking about? Cut 17.
I can't have trouble reading this. Reuters, Netanyahu Bose.
Cut 11.
And I do not think there's any imminent attempt on the part of China to invade Taiwan. And I made it clear that our policy in Taiwan has not changed at all. It's the same exact position we've had.
No imminent attempt. You get that? No imminent attempt. That should be a headline in the paper tomorrow. Cut 3.
And there was a strong rejection of political violence and voter intimidation. And there was an emphatic statement that in America, the will of the people prevails.
A strong rejection of political violence. How about political carnations? Roses, tulips, daffodils, orchids. Just political violence. How's your cough doing, Joe? Cut 5.
And let me meet. I just met in person with Xi Jinping of the People's Republic of China. We had, we had an open and candid conversation about our intentions and our priorities.
John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
Long time, first time. No, I was listening to you guys talk about the tax return checks
right
in Massachusetts. I got mine, $393, me and my wife, and I should be able to buy 60 gallons of heating oil in the next month, but you guys were talking about the electronic, right? Payment
yeah.
takes, you haven't gotten it yet. I just went to the bank, paid off my wife's Jeep. And the guy goes, would you like an electronic title or a paper title? I go, well, what's the fastest? He goes, well, the electronic's 30 days plus. You got the paper in 7 to 10 days. I go, well, the guy wants to register the vehicle.
The electronic takes longer than the paper? How does that make any sense?
You know what, Howie? It was at TD Bank and TD Finance. It's not TD Bank. They won't affiliate together. I don't know why, but
yeah.
What a nightmare these virtual banks. But, yeah, he said it's over 30 days electronic, but paper, you'll have it 7 to 10 days.
Did you get your refund paper or electronic?
Paper. I'd say a week ago.
Wow. You got it early.
Yeah, I can't believe it. And you know what, Howie, I'm retired. My wife, and you guys are talking about, my wife worked with special needs children, autistic kids. And unfortunately, she got Parkinson's and she's disabled. And her pension is absolutely unbelievable with the insurance and the co-pays. And she gets about $500 a month after 24 years for the school department.
It's not that much, really. For a teacher, a lot of public sector people, especially the ones that have been around recently, they're getting a lot more than that. Thanks for the call, John. 844-500-4242. We come back. It's going to be time for Let's Go, Brandon! I'm Howie Carr.